name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Worker Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 14th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Jason Henney. I'm 23. I'm from Shrewsbury in Shropshire.
And how are you this morning?
I'm absolutely fine. Settled in well, had a coffee, looking after me, so that's all good.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I think the first thing I noticed was on the news, actually, when Boris Johnson opened the show and somebody who wasn't meant to be on there was, and then that got a little bit of press, and that's when I first looked. So I applied after then, I think, and luckily got a place.
So what was it that actually inspired you to take part?
It was one of those things that you don't think you're going to get, and then, well, it's turned out that I have. I don't know, it's different, and it's something that I can look back on, maybe, and say, you know, at least I've done that. And it's a change from the normal. Well, but basically, I'm not going to be at work today, which is good. I'm going to be in London on telly, as such.
So, could you talk to me a little bit about what you're planning on doing?
Well, I haven't exactly got anything planned. And what I hope to do is, I don't know until I get up there, but I'm hoping that I can sort of speak to people walking past and around Trafalgar Square. Other than that, I'm just going to take it all in, really, and absorb the experience.
What are your expectations for your hour?
It's going to be cold. It might be quite lonely, and it'll be surreal, definitely. I hope I'm going to enjoy it. I think I will. I'm okay at being on my own and alone in situations, but whether or not that's a good thing being on or being filmed, I don't know. Then people might think I'm crazy. I might talk to myself. I don't know until I'm up there.
Have you told many people about it? Will there be people watching online?
Yeah, not many. I haven't, you know, some people have put on their Facebook. I'm not sure whether they have put on my Facebook, actually. I might have ages ago. But, there's people from work, family. But I've kept it quite low-key. I'm not really concerned with that many people knowing.
Could you talk to me a little bit about what you do for a living, kind of where you live, who you are?
Yeah, I work for a company called Hermes Datacoms. And I'm a network engineer for them. And we basically provide services to the most network services, IT services to the most remote or awful terrained areas in the world. And that's what we do, and I work for them as a IT network engineer in Shrewsbury, offices all over the world. Shrewsbury's in Shropshire. What else did you ask me?
Who you are, where you live.
Right, yeah, Jason, I live in Shrewsbury. I can go through my hobbies. I enjoy football. Played yesterday, we lost about 6-1 yesterday. Awful. I had a mare as well.
Who do you play for?
It's a team called Coton Rovers. It's only a pub team, but it's a good crack. But I didn't play very well yesterday at all. And it was hot, so it wasn't really that good. The day ended quite good, though. Well, I lost my wallet, actually, yesterday. It was awful. And then I think the police brought it around in the end. Yeah, they did. And that all happened whilst I was at football. And we lost football. So on the way home, I was thinking, right, okay. Lost football, lost my wallet, great. It's going to cost me money. I could have come to London earlier. And turned out I got my wallet back. Then Fulham won 2-1 after going down 1-0 to Everton. So the day just got better. And then it got easier, it got nicer. I got into Woking last night. I'm staying in Woking at the moment, so it's all good.
So where were you born? Kind of where did you grow up?
Shrewsbury. I was born in Shrewsbury. I still live in Shrewsbury. I lived in London for a little while. Start of 2008, working for Deloitte on Strand. That was good. Felt quite important then for a little while until I quit. I didn't quit. I got a new job. Got a better job. And yeah, so I grew up in Shrewsbury, Shropshire. You ever been to Shropshire?
No.
No? You should consider it. Have you seen the Muller adverts? Yogurts?
Yeah.
That's exactly where Shropshire is. It is. And it's a lovely, lovely place. It's a bit boring though. I'd like to work in London again, maybe soon. But then again, travelling to London's not that easy and quite stressful.
What is your relationship with London like?
I'm obsessed with London, completely. My dad was born in Bucks in Great Missenden, and well, Prestwood. And he grew up in Great Missenden. And I remember he brought us here as kids and stuff. And it's the history of London, I suppose. And I never realised, I wasn't really too good at school, I wasn't really bothered. And then I realised London's history is amazing. It's completely brilliant. And however weird that may sound, and I'm completely obsessed with that. And I think that's a really key factor as to why I want to maybe live here one day and work here. It's why I was 20, 21 when I got the job in Deloitte for Deloitte. And it was brilliant. I just felt absolutely amazing. I was, you know, going to work in a suit. It was just completely different to what anything my mates did. I'm just obsessed with it. I just love London so much. I'm going to enjoy my day today, I think. So,
how does it compare to Shrewsbury?
I mean, Shrewsbury's obviously a hell of a lot different. I know everyone in Shrewsbury. Granted, if I spent 23 years in London, I wouldn't know everyone in London. But, so that's one differential. I mean, Shrewsbury's quite a quiet place. It's a good place to go out. There's a few clubs. But it's quite a small town. You get that type of that town vibe, everyone knows each other. It can become quite stressful. It's like claustrophobic sometimes. Whereas London, I think, is a little bit more open. It's mysterious in a way.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My career, my little boy, my family. Money, I suppose. I want to make as much money as possible. And also having a good time. Sometimes I find it hard to let go, maybe. And I'm quite reserved. Occasionally I can go into like a state of not wanting to talk to anyone, and basically just doing my own thing, mulling over different thoughts all the time, you see, and I need to sometimes think. I think I need to let go and just start to enjoy life again soon. Maybe I haven't recently.
When you say you find it difficult to let go, in what respect?
Okay. Things like going out with mates and stuff. I'm the one now that will leave early. It may be part of growing up, I don't know, and the fact that I've had a child quite young is probably caused me to maybe think about things a little bit more. And sometimes I don't want to think about being responsible. I think it's responsibility that I find hard to deal with sometimes, in truth, but sometimes I think I need to sort of think for myself and maybe not for others. Yeah, definitely. I think some people might not agree with that, but I definitely think that I need to let go. So letting go, maybe say following what I want to do, rather than things that I maybe think I should do. Do you understand that?
Yeah. What are your hopes and dreams?
I want to be, I want to be successful. Success can mean anything really, I suppose. Success can mean happiness, or success can mean in a different way. Financial success would be brilliant, because financial, if you're financially sound, then that can give you more choices, and choices make you happy. So I talk about money a lot, but money's not the main reason as to why I think, or why I should be successful, but it's one of them. I think to maybe not look back and think I haven't done much. So it's a big worry for me, is just thinking, oh, what have you done with your life so far? And I do it all the time, so I'm not really happy with what I've done so far. I've done quite a lot though. Joined the army once, got chucked out after 2 weeks. They said I got a bad heart. I haven't at all.
How did you find it?
The army. It was good. It was a good experience. I didn't really have much going for me at the time, I don't think. I just finished college and then didn't really know what to do. And went into the army. And all the preparation for that, the worry that my family went through because of the war, I think it had just started as well. And but it was, I was gutted at the time when they said I couldn't continue my training, but it's turned out for the best, really, because I'm doing quite well now, so it's all good.
You said you have a little boy?
Yep.
How old is he, and how did that kind of change your life around?
Jack is 2 on the 22nd of this month. He is ace, he's absolutely brilliant, and he's extremely clever. And everyone's biased towards their own child, but he is amazing. And obviously it changed my life a lot. I was really not keen on the idea at first. It wasn't planned, but I wouldn't change it now at all. I don't want to go into maybe why I didn't like it at the time, but it's changed my life a lot. In some ways, maybe at the start I thought it's changed for the wrong reasons, but I think it's changed for the right reasons now, because I could have gone a different route without that. I'm probably contradicting what I said earlier as to maybe letting go, but that responsibility, it makes you grow up a little bit. So I think it's definitely enabled me to grow up a little bit more and mature. I lack maturity in different aspects of life, but in terms of caring now and being able to love somebody else is quite good, actually. Jack's enabled that. That has enabled something in me anyway, so yeah.
And just to go back to the plinth, have you brought anybody with you today?
No. I was going to. My girlfriend and Jack were going to come, but it was quite late yesterday in the day, and it was difficult for her to get in, really, I suppose, with Jack, and it's this early. I mean, I have to get up at 3 o'clock this morning to get here as well. It just wouldn't have been that good of an idea, really. And my mates are working as well, so yeah, I'm happy being on my own.
Well, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I think you've asked some good questions, and I hope I've responded quite well. Thank you very much. Cheers.